everybody, to another edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money. I am joined by four men and a henchman. We are here on the Nerd Watch. Thank you, Gannon.
That's for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We're joined by
four and a henchman. One, two, three.
Four and a henchman. He's here.
But you said joining you are four.
Oh, excuse me. Three men and a henchman. That's right. There we go.
Sounds like math.
Joining you.
That's right. Joining me.
You don't but also a sage behind the camera.
A sage is behind the camera tonight. The sage is behind the camera. The
I
one
hate
and only
maths.
Hennessy is finally back. I guess he was dealing with some otherworldly issues.
Yep.
He was in the astral plane.
Things got dark, bro.
Yeah, he got things got super dark, bro.
Yeah, problems from Earth, too.
Yeah, he did. So he's back, and he's ready to tell the tale later on. He's going to be behind the camera tonight. But also behind our Facebook Live camera, of course, is Kai. We're working on his name.
He needs a stage name.
He needs a stage name. It was the Fluffer, but it may be something else. We don't know yet. We got to get to it because there's so much news. First of all, Gannon, the punk rock superstar, is back and hot off of his MissFest this last weekend.
So
I hope it was good.
Hot.
Yes.
Good. Good. I hope you rock the house. Is that what you kids say nowadays?
No.
No, you don't say that?
No.
Okay, what do you say? Tear it down?
Tear it down.
We slap it up, flip it up, rub it down.
You rub it down?
Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah. Oh, no. Also joining us tonight as well is the man, the myth, the smite legend. It is the gaming guru.
Legend.
Format is in the house tonight as well.
Also, Howdy. Artist Supreme.
Yes, yes. And the one and only comic Stop book it. Chairman, Alika, the man who owns Maui Comics and Collectibles, is in the house tonight
there
as well.
There are people messaging me about the con. I'm not being rude by being on my phone. There's like people like telling me.
They're messaging
me,
you on it? Well, tell them to wait and shut
Sam
up.
Sam
Lee's
messaging
watch.
Him right now.
Yeah.
Theo Lee, local artist.
Oh, Theo Lee is fantastic.
Same thing.
And finally, joining us tonight, sitting in for Todd, because Todd is away in the Shire, all the way in the lovely...
No, we're not kidding. He really is in the Shire.
He is in the Shire.
He
is.
He literally is in the Shire.
He is down under. Down under.
Dude, that's his
okay?
Wife.
So stop it. Oh, my gosh.
That's
really?
That's
wow.
You know she listens to this podcast.
Unbelievable, Gannon. So rude.
I think she's the only one on Facebook Live
right
Todd,
now. Todd's like...
I'm not the one.
Todd's wife is one of the very few that actually listen
right.
to the pod.
I first of all, I want to say that I love Todd's wife. She is wonderful.
What's her name?
She's
what's her
very
name?
Supportive.
What's her name?
What's her name?
Greg? What's her name?
I think it's Brandy. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes,
and we lost another viewer.
And we lost another viewer.
That was like the only female listener.
Right, I know, right?
That was awesome.
Now we just gotta.
No, but big shout out to Todd.
Julie
He's
Overs.
At the Armageddon yeah. Con, I believe.
Armageddon
Con in New Zealand. We miss you, Todd. We love you, pal. And I think you'll be back.
I didn't even notice he wasn't here.
Oh, wow.
Wanted to say that.
He won't be back next week, but he will be back the following week. So.
He better be, because that's the week of the
con. That's the week of the con. So listen, let's get right to it as well. The comic book henchman finally is in the house as well,
yeah,
sitting
yeah.
in for Todd. He is Swan in the house. All right. Since we got so much to talk about, let's get to some what they call housekeeping in the radio biz.
Housekeeping?
The podcast biz, yo.
Housekeeping?
Housekeeping.
Yo. Oh, I thought you said gaping.
No, housekeeping. Maui Comic Con happening on November 5th and 6th, courtesy of Maui Comics and Collectibles at the Lahaina Cannery Mall. Lahaina Cannery Mall. That's it.
That's the one.
That's the one.
That's
November 5th and 6th, 10 to 7.
You get dilly bars there.
10 to 7.
You now owe them 50 cents.
I know, right? 10 to 7,
yeah,
Saturday and Sunday, November 5th and 6th. You're going to want to be there for that. We're going to have amazing, amazing comic book writers and artists. Tad Stones is going to be there. James Silvani will be there. Steve Lealoha will be there as well. We have some very fun panels that are going to be taking place there as well.
Format's
going to
be there.
Pokemon Go contest, cosplay. It's going to be insane.
Yeah, Pokemon too.
So I'm just
as
glad.
As well as Pokemon.
I'm just glad to be a part of it. So it's going to be a lot of fun November 5th and 6th.
But you're a very small part of it.
I'm a very small part of
like,
it.
Like, honestly, it would go fine without you.
It probably would.
They wouldn't even know
Don't.
It Don't. Probably would.
I can
so, Alik, listen, I probably won't be able to make it on the 5th
Whoa,
and the 6th.
Are we going to do this on the air?
Yeah.
It's fine. You don't need them.
So Maui Comics and Collectibles is the place you can get information, but more importantly, you can get information at MauiComicCon.com.
You're like,
yeah,
that's fine.
That's fine. MauiComicCon.com. Restart the Facebook feed.
No,
I'm in. Oh. Okay. Oh, great. Anyway, MauiComicCon.com is where you can get all the information you need. It is free to the public.
Free to the public.
You do not want to miss out on it. Please come.
For the public.
Come dressed to cosplay impress.
The cosplay contest is going to be off.
Yeah,
the hook.
Yeah, for sure.
Night Darling
for sure.
Setting that up.
Absolutely. Night Darling is doing the contest, which is going to be a lot of
They're
fun.
They're setting it up with her photographers.
Absolutely.
And everybody. And we've got a good panel of judges. Gannon, I believe, is a judge, right?
Gannon is
a
judge.
Judgmental guy.
You judgmental dude, you.
And don't forget, it's not just Saturday. There's stuff going on Sunday,
There's going to be a Keiki cosplay parade on Sunday for the younger kids. And it's not
good.
Not going to be as competitive. It's just more so people can display.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
Let me take care of the peanut gallery.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Anyway, welcome, by the way, welcome to Akaku and, of course, to YouTube and to
the
YouTube that are listening on the podcast
and
as well. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah.
There is one more piece of housekeeping that I want to take care of other than Maui Comic Con.
Swan, you're fired.
Swan.
Oh, I mean, what?
Wait, I work for you guys? Holy crap.
No, I do want to get this out of the way. November 3rd is the Nerd Watch is back. We are doing the movie premiere of Doctor Strange.
Oh,
or,
it's going to be a fun
physician
one.
Unusual.
Professor Unusual.
Physician
Unusual.
He's a doctor.
Oh, he's a doctor, right?
You know those parody films we're watching? I'm waiting for that one.
That would be interesting. So, Doctor Strange, November 3rd. It's happening at the Maui Mall Megaplex. For those of you that live here on Maui, we will be there. We'll be doing some prizes. We'll be doing possible trivia about the Sorcerer Supreme.
Robert Downey Jr. will be there.
Wow. No, wait a minute. You can't say that.
You always do
that. Okay. He might reschedule.
Oh, okay. He may. Okay.
Not in.
All right. Wow. Okay. He may. He's probably going to have to reschedule.
His being there will be subject to availability.
November 3rd. More information.
He might be in the. the credit scene.
Yeah,
the
mid
he might be in the movie.
Wow, yeah. Well, listen,
he
do us a favor.
That's true.
If you want more information about it, check out our Nerdwatch page. The event page is up for Nerdwatch and the Doctor Strange premiere. It's going to be
a
lot of fun.
Comics is going to have a lot of giveaways for you guys.
For Doctor
prizes.
Strange. And
some strange giveaways.
That's right. And then we will be honoring actually, the movie apparently is honoring the memory of Steve Ditko and his work on Doctor Strange in the movie,
wow,
which is kind of cool.
Wow.
I think that's very exciting. So it'll be a lot of fun. November 3rd, the Nerd Watch is back to doing movie premieres. And thank God there's only
for two whole movies.
Yeah.
Then we're
no,
back
thank,
on, we're
thank
back
God
on
there's only two because I can't do any more.
Is there only two good
There's only two
movies?
Huge movies, yeah.
Actually, no, there's probably three.
Which one?
Fantastic Beasts.
Oh, Fantastic Beasts. We may do that and Where to Find Them. Harry.
I don't know if I'd have a giveaway for that, though.
Harry Potter.
I can have giveaways.
Harry.
I'll just grab sticks from outside and hand them out as wands.
That's awesome. Well, listen, lots of stuff to talk about. I've said that a billion times, so let's get right to it. It is comic books all day at Maui Comics and Collectibles.
All day.
We're recording on a Tuesday night, and of course, Tuesdays is 20% off Tuesdays. Tomorrow is Wednesday.
20% off Tuesday.
And tomorrow, of course, is Wednesday, Tuesdays. And that means it's full priced. All new Comic Book Wednesday. You're not going to want to miss it, so let's get the latest.
It's a very popular day here.
And greatest at Maui Comics and Collectibles at 333 Derry Road. Here's what you can expect come new Comic Book Wednesday.
My printer ran out of ink, so I'm reading these off the phone. Sorry. So I got Action Comics 966, Action Man Revolution number 1. We've got Aliens Defiance number 6, All New, All Different Avengers number 15. These are all out of order.
Okay.
We got an Art of Atari hardcover book, which is pretty cool. Batgirl number 4. Got some Batman animated series action figures coming in.
Ooh.
Batman Beyond number 1.
Nice.
Yes. Wait. I thought Batman Beyond already had a number 1. I thought it was his Rebirth.
That was Rebirth 1.
That's Rebirth 1. The number 1.
Remember DC?
Did it really take that long for him to get a number 1? I thought we had a number 1.
We had just the Rebirth. That's it.
Okay. Blue Beetle number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Chew number 59.
Ooh.
Awesome.
Yeah, John Layman came and visited the store.
Oh, that's right.
creator of Truth.
Thank God Todd's not here, or we'd go off an hour diatribe about that.
Back then, when the
indie comics. Mm-hmm. Civil War 2, number 6.
Okay.
So people have been anticipating that. Hopefully,
how long is Civil War anyway?
8 issues.
Oh. What's so civil about war anyway?
There is nothing
that's
civil.
That's the great Axl Rose once said.
About war.
All right. Deadpool 21. Deathstroke number 5. Detective Comics 943. We got Doctor Strange, Sorcerer Supreme number 1.
Yeah!
That's oddly timed.
Yeah. We need to get those.
I really think that Marvel missed the boat on not doing a Pizza Hut promo with Doctor Strange.
Why Pizza Hut?
You could order the Sorcerer Supreme. You know? They really missed the boat on
stupid, man.
It would be kind of cool. It's too late now. I know it's too late now, but
Benedict Cumberbatch was on another commercial already.
The Sage would have liked
it. I'm really disappointed that nobody caught my inside joke on the event page, by the way. Nobody read the description.
No, I did not.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I did. I
wrote his name as Benjamin Cabbage Patch.
Yeah, I saw that. Benjamin Cabbage Patch. I saw that. Anyway, what else?
Flash number 9. Let's see. A new G.I. Joe.
Those must be going fast.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
G.I. Joe? Yes.
No, Flash number 9.
Oh.
Hal Jordan, that was a pun.
It was.
Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps number 7.
Okay.
Hellblazer number 3. See, Jughead number 10. Is anybody reading that? I don't think so.
Archie is.
Okay,
dude, I'm blown away if people still read Archie.
I have a question.
Well, it's Fiona Staples doing the main run. Adam Hughes doing Betty and Veronica.
Is this version where Jughead's gay?
Is he?
That's what I thought he was.
Gay for hamburgers, maybe.
Yeah, he's the Wimpy of Archie.
That's the name of the pod. That's the name of the pod.
Great.
Yeah, gay for hamburgers.
I don't know. Maybe. I just haven't.
You need to add that.
I haven't read that Facebook article yet, so I didn't.
Or just maybe do it as a sentence. Isn't he gay for hamburgers?
Isn't he gay for hamburgers? That's good. Thanks,
Mighty,
Alika.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, you're welcome, guys. Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. People enjoy that one. My Little Pony, Friends Forever.
Woo!
Some of that MLP action. Norman number 5.
All right.
Yeah. What is that one?
That's Mean and Ganon right there.
It's a murderous cartoon. It's pretty gory, actually.
Okay. It's actually a really well put together story, though.
Okay.
It's from a French guy named it's Frank Silas.
Oh, it's
something Silas. Yeah, the book started in France.
We got The New Outcast by Kirkman and Azaceta. Azaceta, who we also interviewed. You can go look into our archives.
Don't mess around.
Oh, not that outcast.
Not that outcast. We've got Punisher Annual number 1.
Ooh.
Rick and Morty number 19.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. How about get Swifty?
Yes.
Swifty.
Everybody get Swifty and get that. Saga number 39. Let's see what else we got. Savage Dragon 217.
Some people are excited for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually picking up more steam.
That really should be the name of a rock group.
Dragon.
Savage! Welcome on the stage, Savage!
Maybe
Dragon.
Back in like the late
80s. There was a band called Savage, you dork.
Well, I know there was. No, Savage Dragon.
Oh, Savage Dragon.
Savage Dragon.
There's actually a phone call to see if we're getting that tomorrow, too.
Silver Surfer number 7.
Yeah.
Is Silver Surfer still cool? The herald for Galactus?
No. He's actually the guy, I forget the guy's name, who did Madman, Mike Allred. He's doing the art for it, so it's really this weird, trippy, cartoony style.
And so he's just cruising.
He's off on his own, just cruising his cosmos.
Oh, good.
Weird art style.
On a Segway. It's not even a Segway.
Yeah. He's a silver Segway.
He's crazy.
Now.
They modernized it a little bit.
Silver Segway. That's great.
Silver Segway.
Spider-Man Deadpool number 10. That's pretty popular. Star Wars number 24. Star Wars Poe Dameron number 7.
Oh, yeah.
Street Fighter Unlimited number 11.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad number 5.
Uh-huh.
Teen Titans number 1.
Okay.
Let's see.
Turtles.
Yeah, TMNT Universe number 3.
Then everything's trash after that.
Totally Awesome Hulk number 11. Okay. It's a pretty
Totally
popular one.
Awesome Hulk? Is that really what it's called?
It's Amadeus Cho as the Hulk.
It's the
Korean Hulk.
Yeah, it's the Korean Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a Hulk.
I wouldn't put it that way.
Wow.
Probably shouldn't.
Racially insensitive.
Well, word it that way. Due to the title, does he do air guitar?
I have not seen him do that yet.
He's
wrapping it up. Venom Space Knight number 13.
Yay!
He's an honorary member of the Wild Stallions.
Vigilante Southland number 1 of 6. Mm-hmm. Vision number 12. Mm-hmm. And Wonder Woman number 9. And Wonder Woman 75th anniversary special number 1.
For Vision,
what about a bunch of those?
Is there a centerfold in that one? Huh? No, I'm anyway.
That's
super sexist.
Is that, oh, is it? Oh, no, I'm sorry.
And you know what? You know what's going to be great is when Trina Robbins comes and she does her panel on women in comics and the sexism they faced. I wonder if it's going to be like when sunlight hits a vampire and you start burning.
How palpable it's going to be?
Yeah.
You mean he's going to burn.
Right, he's going to burn.
Because
right.
He's the one hosting the panel.
Yeah, I'm hosting the panel. So.
Oh, no, I think Trina.
Are you really? Herself.
I'm hosting a lot of the panels.
She's actually got a whole presentation set up, too. Like, she actually has one that she does regularly, so it's going to be good fun.
Oh, cool.
Take you down a peg or two.
I'd rather see that panel than the Jim Lee panel that I did see.
Wow.
What happened at the gym? That's an amazing comic.
He's drawing and talking about comics. I'm actually more interested in what Trina Robbins has to say about comics than Jim Lee.
I got a sneak peek because I'm doing the communication between Professor Barry for his Maui Time Weekly interview, and he's been interviewing our guests via email before they get here. And Trina had some pretty entertaining responses to Barry's questions.
Oh, cool.
And very insightful, too.
Cool. Awesome.
I want the panel to happen, and whenever they say about like something difficult that they had to deal with back in the day, they all look at Greg. And then they go back to the
dealing with this kind of guy. This is the kind of sexism we face every day.
Right. We would face sexism on the elevator.
That'd be awesome, right? Like
and in the lobby.
That'd be great. Right? So now you've written this fantastic Wonder Woman comic. This has had to have been much harder than doing the dishes,
right? You know,
maybe
I'll get nostalgic for them hanging out with you, G.
That's right.
Like, man, I feel like I'm back in the 50s.
I'm back at home. Anyway, you can check out all of those new comics here at Maui Comics and Collectibles, 333 Dairy Road in Kahului, Maui Comics and Collectibles. All right. Well, let's get to it, shall we? Lots of movie, game, and television to stop it.
Let's lead with the first piece of news you have here.
All right, fine.
Donald Glover cast as Han Solo in the Han Solo.
First of all, I was
cast as Han Solo.
I was writing fast, and I knew it was Lando. And
that race switching thing with Star Wars. That's pretty risky.
Honestly, this first locked in canon. Like, I'm totally down to see Donald Glover play Han Solo. What are your thoughts?
I think Donald Glover would be a tremendous Han Solo, although it's going
to
be.
You know, things would be kind of hard to reconcile how different he's going to look from Harrison Ford. And I'm not even trying to get into racial implications.
Do you think
there's going to be people that they're going to like do knowing glasses? Like, there's something different about you.
Right.
No, you know what? Just put him in the collared shirt and the black vest and
they'll know
he's Han Solo.
I want to see this movie.
What I meant to write was Donald Glover is going to be Lando Calrissian.
That's not that interesting. Him playing Han Solo is interesting.
I believe it is. I agree with you.
I think you'd make a great Lando, though.
Do we think Donald Glover will be a good Lando Calrissian?
And especially the pictures they chose to go with those articles, he looks smooth as hell, man.
Okay.
As long as he's slinging some Colt 45.
Very nerdy black dude.
I like that. But if you've watched Atlanta, his new show, it's called Atlanta, right?
It depends.
It's Atlanta.
That's why you can pull up as an actor.
I've watched the first couple episodes, and he's got some range, man. Mm-hmm. And especially the shots they picked for the article to show like pictures of Donald. And he's like making this smooth-ass Lando face, and you're like...
So he may not be Spider-Man, but he certainly is going to be in the Star Wars series.
He could still play Miles Morales.
That is true. He could. But
he's
a little
old for Miles Morales now.
I just hope that in the movie he's slinging some Colt 45. High schooler.
Yes. He needs to learn how to hawk Colt 45. I think Format's right.
He'll sneak in a reference.
He better.
Because he's a comedian.
Why would Colt 45 be around in Star Wars?
First of all,
it'll probably be the name of his droid.
You
underestimate. It's like, come here, COLT 45.
You underestimate the
COLT 45.
That's awesome. Underestimate the power. The power of Colt 45.
Okay, now that just has to exist. We need to make a petition for that.
And it has to
make
be
it viral.
The set. And now it has to be blue and gold because that's going to be the.
The <damn gold. laughs>
Format, can't you just make that?
Yeah, you
just
could.
Just make an R2 unit look like that and just call it the CLT.
So anyway, for those of you watching and listening, Donald Glover will be the
it's official.
The scoundrel.
The second best
the
scoundrel.
The second best scoundrel. He'll be Lando
Calrissian.
Hello,
hello, what have we here?
Maybe we'll see how... We'll see how...
That's the best I can do.
I hope he gets into it like James Brolin did as Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah,
really gets into, the character stuff.
No, right. From Men in Black 3,
You know, legit, though, he looks like he would grow up to be Billy Dee Williams in Empire.
I don't see that, though.
I do. I actually do.
But what? The camera... The pictures they used, really, you can see it, but... What? Well, how I think Donald Glover looks from Community and from his stand-up.
He looks like a better master Billy Dee than the guy they cast to play Hanzo, which I can't even remember that dude.
Billy, I think his name is like Billy Eichenreich or
whatever
something.
His name is. I don't see him as a master Hanzo. No. Just image-wise.
Well, it's going to be
he
fun.
Had the hair.
It's going to be fun to see the Han Solo movie just because I'm assuming that one of the big scenes is going to be how Lando loses the ship to.
Yeah, they are.
I guarantee you that's probably the basis of the whole movie.
It could be.
I don't want to watch that movie, though.
I would so watch it.
This Han Solo movie could be...
I could bathe... If that movie was just a real-time dinner with Han Solo and Lando, I just want to live in the Star Wars universe, so I really don't care if there's storylines.
My dinner with Lando?
You know, seriously, what I would love that movie to be is like a buddy cop kind of movie.
That's what I said. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be the Star Wars comedy everybody wants to see. It's going to be a buddy cop.
Just the two of them on a ship, and they're getting into stuff.
Yeah, like, and they're smuggling. We're watching them smuggle.
My buddy,
huh? That'd be awesome. But question is this pre or post Chewbacca?
That's a fascinating question. But
he, I would imagine pre.
He already knew about Chewbacca.
Correct.
So
he knew
Han's history.
Right. But
so
my question is that
there.
Right, but I'm my question is does the series or the movie start pre? Because he's known Lando.
I would say, okay, if it was up to me, have Chewie there. But every time Han and Lando are hanging out, you just see Chewie in the background being all jealous. Like,
that'd be good.
He's all like irritated.
Like he's a
about
jealous
Lando.
Lover.
Yeah.
That'd be
he
awesome.
He doesn't like that Lando gets so much attention.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah, but then Lando becomes that guy because he's like, I want to call Darth.
That's right. That's right. Chewbacca, we find out that Chewbacca is the reason why he wanted to go to Bespin.
You know that movie, there's going to be a moment where he's just like, I would never, ever sell you out. They're going to have something along those lines that makes you remember.
I hope it's on an outside deck on the Cloud City with the wind in their hair.
She's like, yeah.
And it's like a nice sunset, and he's like, I'd never sell you out, bro.
I will never, ever sell you out.
Right,
especially not to Darth Vader.
There's gonna be a lot of offhanded like you know references to Empire. You just know there will be.
You know what's funny? This could be Star Wars' version of Lethal Weapon.
Let's make sure to review this before that movie comes out, and then see how much what we're saying matches up with the movie.
Right.
I hope the Falcon, you know, changing hands is in the movie, but I hope that's like not a major part of the movie.
You know what it's going to be? It's going to be like,
I can't stand watching like a half an hour of Star Wars poker.
It's just going to be Han Solo answering Lando's Craigslist ad.
That's right. It's going to be called Lethal.
Must come with walking carpet.
That's right. It's going to be called Lethal Falcon. That's what it's going to be. Anyway, Donald Glover, good choice is Lando Calrissian.
And Han Solo.
And Han Solo. I wrote Han Solo by accident. I was writing
on
fast.
Purpose.
Anyway.
I wish I took a picture of it and posted it on our
I know
on
you
purposely
should.
Accidentally.
Before format fixed it.
Yeah. Also, in more movie news this week, sticking with properties, Disney properties, Marvel. Well, it's not even a Disney property anymore, technically. It's a Fox property. Logan. The trailer for Logan has hit the interwebs. I can tell you the one person that's not impressed, and that's Alika. No?
Did you say I was impressed?
Okay, no.
No, not impressed.
Okay, oh, yeah, I'm not
Alika
impressed.
Might be able to say you can get away with it because in Old Man Logan, there's no emphasis on
costumes.
Right. The costume
that's true.
Of the X-Men.
That's true.
If it does follow the Old Man Logan
story.
Although Old Man Logan had nothing to do with the X-23 story arc.
No, well, what you got to remember that you only have so much to work with, so I have to...
Entire history.
Like, yeah,
that's all they have to work
you
with.
You have a 14-year canon of total crap, so you really, to be consistent, need to make this movie total crap as well.
Well, what's even more confusing is exactly where is this movie in the
why is Patrick Stewart so damn old?
Like the completely convoluted timeline of these movies at this point is like, where does this movie figure into?
Well,
the
if you if, well if you notice, I mean,
because Days of the Future Past, Patrick Stewart was like rosy cheeked, he had smooth skin.
Right.
This one, he's like, oh, help me, I can't walk.
Right. And then, and
he
of
has
course,
hair again, if you get
even
it,
Wolverine
yeah,
is
facial hair too.
Wolverine's got scars.
Well, that's not controversial. Yeah.
No, but what I'm saying
is that they say he's losing his mutant powers.
Yeah. Well, it looks decent, but I have to tell you, it was pretty bold for them to choose the way they portrayed the trailer with Johnny Cash and the whole the music and
they want to separate.
They really, right. And it's going to be an R-rated movie, apparently.
We put that claw through the guy's head.
They all are.
Pretty much. So we will see.
At this point, it's not that important. Like how it follows Old Man Logan, or
I hope Deadpool shows.
It's definitely not going to be following.
What I want that movie to be is just like the strongest Hugh Jackman Wolverine movie we're ever going to get, because it's the last time we're going to see.
The last time we're going to see him is Wolverine.
Yeah, that's
true. And
it should just be a strong Hugh Jackman Wolverine movie, and then just remove.
To speak for Alika, for Hugh Jackman, good riddance.
Wow.
Yeah, that's you didn't like him.
I didn't mind him, but he didn't like.
He wasn't wearing the costume.
Yeah, he can't be blamed for that.
Okay.
He worked with what he had. He would have been a great Disney Wolverine.
It's extremely compelling because the movie kind of looks like, and I don't know if all of you will get this, but it has this feeling of.
It looks like Terminator Salvation.
It kind of no. It looks like The Last of Us, the video game, the PS4 video game, The Last of Us. The guy and the little girl.
I saw that meme comparing them.
Even before the meme came out, when I saw that trailer, I was like, this is what it feels like.
Right.
I mean, we're not talking about spoilers.
Greg also invented bread.
I did. Sliced white bread.
Whoa, all right. Nice.
But the thing I'm most excited about this movie is X-23. That's like I've seen Hugh Jackman be Wolverine like 30 times.
She look more depressed in the trailer though?
Oh, she's gonna like this though.
Does it look like they're living in a very friendly, positive world anymore?
True.
She's gonna go savage in this movie because that's the point of her character, and Logan being together is him trying to train her to control the berserker, you know. Crazy side,
right. And
her feral side.
I'm very interested. I wonder how they're going to do that with the girl. Like it almost has shades of.
Great.
I mean, how she's so young. I wonder how the violence is going to really portray itself.
If only Summer Glau was 15 years younger.
Oh yeah,
she would have been a great X-23.
I'm curious how they're going to deal with the violence, especially with someone as young as her, and in a Marvel
movie.
They've
already stepped it up in the ads.
Did they?
I can't imagine them excluding her from it. Right. Especially her character is very savage in the comics.
For sure.
All I know is Ryan Reynolds' parody of the poster is genius.
With him holding the hand.
Deadpool holding hands.
It was great.
I love that he always has to throw Deadpool in on everything.
What I like about the movie is that it's very minimalist, as in there's three main characters that we really are worried about.
It's also just a teaser trailer.
Yeah, it's true.
There's really not a lot there to chew on. It's just tone.
There's a guy with a cybernetic hand.
It could get bigger, but the problem is everything in Old Man Logan was about the Avengers and
when you pair it all off,
all you have is Professor X and Logan and some auxiliary characters.
But that's Logan okay.
The Reavers.
I think you could still do that story without.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's not going to be.
You do lose a lot because the confrontation at the end of Old Man Logan is what's important.
Sure.
Him against Hulk for the last time, which you're not going to have that, obviously, but I don't know.
Because it'll be Wolverine versus the Reavers.
Are those the Reavers?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Wow.
Well, Logan is going to be hitting theaters before.
She's dead in this timeline.
I'm not surprised, but of course it's hitting March before Disney Marvel's big summer movie fair. So I mean, if Batman v Superman could do it,
I guess
Wolverine can do it, or excuse me, Logan can do it.
What does Marvel have in May?
Marvel has what we're going to talk about next. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, the trailer also came out.
Just a quick bit of trivia for Logan. Uh-huh. Do you know his last name? Nobody answer. I want to hear G say.
Logan, isn't it Gabe?
Was it Torster?
Do you think his name is Logan Gabe? Man, you stupid, man.
Everybody knows it's Jackman.
That's right. It's Logan Jackman.
Seriously, does anybody here know what his last name is?
Torster.
No, it's not.
Howlett.
Hewlett.
Not
Logan Howlett.
It's Howlett.
Howlett.
That's
got it.
All right, you bunch of comic book nerds.
That was a big reveal. That was a big reveal in the recent Wolverine Origins 6-part series. Oh. Which was amazing, if anybody hasn't read that.
Yeah.
And there's another six-part series called The End, which is about his, you know, how he dies in the future. It's completely off from Old Man Logan, not on that time.
If that Origins comic book is anywhere near as good as the Origins X-Men Wolverine movie, then I'm sure
don't watch that movie.
No? All right.
It's way better.
It's got the best Deadpool ever.
Superman 4, the best piece Deadpool. Is better than that.
True. Wow. That is, I'd have to agree with you on that. That is true. But anyway, getting back to the point, we are seeing a Marvel in May, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 in theaters. We saw the trailer for it, about a minute and 47 seconds.
No, it's going straight to DVD.
No big story reveals, just a lot of visuals, and of course the familiar
very little Groot.
Super cute baby Groot.
Music.
Like literally a little Groot.
I have to say that I'm just excited to see it.
And it looks like they cleaned up the rendering on Rocket.
Yeah.
He looks really like a real raccoon.
He looks really
And it looks like it also looks like Yondu is actually part of the...
He's got his mohawk.
Yeah.
And it looks like, something happens to the Ravagers and
he becomes part of the Guardians.
Like he's walking through a scene where the whole Ravager ship's being destroyed and he's just calmly walking through.
Very
cool. And then he gets his mohawk back in one of the promo shots.
Yeah. I'm very excited. I hope it's as good as... I'm wondering...
It's going to exceed because if Yondu has his... mohawk mm-hmm. and it glows when he uses his arrow.
That's gonna be like the whole movie. That's gonna make the whole movie, dude.
I'm curious.
The entire movie is his hair slowly growing.
Everybody's, everybody's gonna be like Groot, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
It's Michael Rooker with a mohawk. That's what I'm here for.
That's true. That's what you're there for.
Baby Groot with a Ravager jacket.
My question is this gonna be the movie that connects them to the real world?
James Gunn's like so anti that.
I know.
Something's
got to give.
I mean, they already were because of Thanos and the Collector. There's already two ties.
Right.
I don't think they need more. I think everybody's drawing their own conclusions. Just like we said when we were seeing Civil War, the movie, is like Marvel assumed we've seen all these movies already.
Right.
So James Gunn is like, they've watched these movies. They don't need to.
I'm just curious if the Guardians. Right. I'm wondering if Guardians is going to go to Earth or if the Avengers.
Oh, it's going cosmic.
Tony
Infinity Wars.
Space.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so we're probably
going
to see the Guardians in Infinity Wars. In some
I'll
form.
Bet you $1 million we don't see any of that in part two.
Yeah, okay. Cool. I'm just kind of curious when
I think part two is going to be the one where James Gunn is really allowed to do whatever he wants.
True.
The whole Thanos thing, he said it before that he wasn't that excited about throwing it in there. He understood why he had to kind of play ball and put it in there as part of the team, but like. You don't need it anymore because now you've established Guardians of the Galaxy.
True.
So the connection issue is not that necessary for his second movie. I'll bet you $1 million you aren't going to see anything with the Guardians going to Earth until Avengers Infinity War.
All right. You pay me $1 million if it has nothing to do with the Avengers.
I doubt you're going to see anything to do. Maybe at the post-credit scene or they're going to have like, we have a distress call from Earth or something like that.
Right.
I doubt you're going to see them going
to Earth. Well, I was impressed.
Some good?
I was impressed
something
with the visuals, though. I thought it was fun.
A little bit of both.
I like the trailer that we got. It was a lot of fun, and I'm very, very excited.
You're hooked on a feeling?
For Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Also, because we are 33 minutes into the show.
And we didn't talk about anything yet.
We've only talked about a few things, but next
Greg was talking a lot.
I talked quite a bit. Lots of information on Deadpool
Greg's
2 came out
this week.
We're talking
about Danny Glover being Han Solo.
Danny Glover, Han Solo.
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover is
he somehow traveled back in time.
He did.
Older self.
I'm
definitely too old for this.
I'm too old.
It further confirms the whole Lethal Falcon idea as well. But anyway, Deadpool 2, lots of news, big news. Tim Miller, the man who originally directed Deadpool, is out of Deadpool 2.
And Quentin Tarantino's in.
Well, according to a bunch of fanboys, he is.
According to a bunch of dumb fanboys.
Yeah,
they're not that smart because don't they know who Quentin Tarantino is and what he does?
Quentin Tarantino said he would never make a comic book movie.
Right, exactly.
And this would be the worst one for him to do.
Why are we wasting time with a petition?
Yeah.
It's not
make do you know
good.
How serious Quentin Tarantino takes himself?
Mm-hmm.
He would ruin Deadpool.
There could be 100 million signatures of Quentin Tarantino to do Deadpool 2. He's still like, that's nice, but I'm still not doing it.
Nope.
Petition doesn't mean anything.
Well,
I don't care why everybody thinks they think he should do it.
Let's get to the meat of it.
Because he swears a lot.
Yes, he does.
Just because he has cursing movies.
And he's got a handle on violence.
Violence. Shocking violence.
Shocking violence.
Nothing about his movies suggests he should do Deadpool.
So Deadpool 2,
Well, then why wouldn't I have change.org on my bookmarks?
It looks like Tim Miller and Ryan Reynolds had a creative difference in at least one of the things that came out.
The rumor is cable casting.
Cable casting. One wanted,
but also apparently he wanted to spend a ton of money on the next one, and they're still trying to keep it small.
Small, which I think is a better idea to keep it a little smaller. Yes. But I mean, they wanted a funny cable or a very serious cable.
Well, also hearkening back to Rob Liefeld visiting the shop, and because he's privy to what's going on.
The creator of Deadpool has been in Maui Comics.
That's like confidential or anything, but
except for everything,
hinting that
he told us who Domino is going to be.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
He totally didn't.
He told
us.
Wow.
Because they don't even know who Domino is yet.
We're not going to tell you, but he told us.
Wow.
The Noid is
Domino. He hinted
Domino.
At there being more.
So anyway, what did Liefeld say?
He said Margot Robbie's going to play Domino.
Going to be a crap ton of mutants in this movie.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, but none of them are names.
And I said, muties. Costumed mutants? And he goes, oh yeah.
Wow.
He said Hugh Jackman's going to be in there.
So our Liefeld...
So if he was comfortable enough saying that, that makes me think anything that happens to Deadpool 2 now doesn't matter because all costume mutants. That's all I needed.
All right. Get well, ready to watch here's the thing.
Feels hurt when
is
you
that
get it.
I think
yeah, I'll cry. If
I only think that the Deadpool 2 movie works, especially with a cable that's a serious cable, because you have to let Deadpool be the guy that does the joke.
He should be the only guy that's funny.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's the only guy in on the joke.
Right, I actually felt that Ajax was a little too funny for. You know that thing.
I agree.
He was like a little too answer back.
He should have been more serious.
Yeah,
I agree. But ultimately, though, I think the more serious cable is important, and I do think that
Stephen Lang.
Well, was Stephen Lang the only casting option?
No. There are other options.
I know there's
a lot
of people pushing for Perlman.
That's the only guy that should be playing
Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman's great.
He's not handsome enough, though.
Stephen Lang.
Nothing against Ron Perlman, but the face of Cable is supposed to be like this handsome, haggard old dude.
Somebody told me that they
John Hamm would have been great.
They don't think Stephen Lang is old enough.
What?
Yeah,
he's too old.
He's plenty old.
Yeah, they think that he's not old enough.
Did they
not
watch Don't Breathe? That
by
turkey
the way,
baster scene?
I watched that movie just last night. Wow.
Turkey baster scene, sir.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm guessing they did.
We'll talk
good
about that later. Deadpool 2, regardless,
when gets dry.
If there's one thing.
Enough.
If there's one thing that Fox does not want to do is screw up the one good thing that's come out of that comic or that Marvel studio at Fox. In a long time.
Yeah, heaven forbid any of the X movies that have been monetarily successful since day one. But it's Deadpool.
No, that's why I said recently. I meant as in recently. Because let's be honest, Apocalypse hasn't really made that much
money.
Garbage. It didn't flop either.
It didn't flop either.
There's true.
Don't hold back, Alika.
There's about 5 to 10 seconds in each of those movies that are worthwhile.
Deadpool
if you strung them together, you still wouldn't have a full movie.
If I'm not mistaken, Deadpool still is the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time.
Really?
I believe, yes. I could be wrong about that.
Believe all
that's
you want.
That's what he believes.
Google check
that's
me.
Not necessarily
Google check me, guys. But anyway, Deadpool 2, Tim Miller's off. I'm kind of bummed about it because he did such a great job with number one. But a new
that's
vision
what
is always
when
good.
The star of your movie gets more cred than you do.
That's true. Yeah. That's exactly what
Ryan
happens.
Ryan Reynolds now has the
Ryan
butt, so now
Reynolds,
we don't want him anymore.
Don't get too cocky, sir. But we can't wait to see your Deadpool 2.
Well, I mean, they literally can't make a Deadpool movie without him.
That's true. That's true. So whatever he says goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not true. Who did the voice of Deadpool on it's just a suit now.
Oh, well.
You know what I mean?
Not true. Not true.
Uh-oh.
You see what he did there, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Just checking if you picked it up. Picked that up. Okay. Yeah.
Just like Batman. It's just a suit
just
now.
Just a suit now. Anyway. Moving down the line.
Christian Bale can just phone it in.
Christian Bale wasn't even on set for Dark Knight Rises. It was just a stand-in.
Right, exactly.
They CG'd his mouth and had to redo all the lines. When he was...
Moving down the line of my news, moving on to comic book properties that are not movies but are television shows. Steve Dillon, one of the creators of Preacher, passed away at 54 years old this week.
Oh, man.
This past week.
I didn't know he was sick.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
Close.
No, we weren't, man.
Steve Dillon, if you've never read any of the Preacher books, or if you've only gazed upon the Preacher television show this summer, he is partially responsible for that. Him and Garth Ennis.
Partially, Steve, he makes up a full half of that creative team.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So much of that book has more to do with his art than
and half. Ennis and Dillon have been. I mean, that's like their fourth or fifth before they like really struck it on that one. But even they worked in Animal Man together. That's, they revived
that.
One
of
they've
the perfect,
been together for a while.
That's one of the perfect matches of a writer and an artist.
Like, I don't know what Ennis is going to do with
that. They did that Hellblazer run together, right, which revived Hellblazer again. Like, Constantine was a well-known property and liked, but, I mean, everything they did
you,
in the
Keanu.
90s. Yeah, thank you.
Well, you know, it's interesting is that, I mean, the older I get, the more you realize, like, 54 was not that old, man.
I know, you're only 2 years,
you're really
2 years younger than that.
Why don't you shut the F up, man?
You're like only 2 years behind that guy.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
Old man Turner.
Not old man. But Steve Dillon, sir, your work shall live on, of course, obviously longer than you, and people will remember you for your great work. So, yeah.
Man.
Obviously longer than you. Obviously.
Please do not do the eulogy at my funeral.
Obviously longer than you.
Obviously longer than you.
Wow, dude.
Sorry, man. Sorry. Anyway.
I mean, but technically, nice
or if you do my eulogy, yeah, make sure the front row, in the church is doing it like MST3K style. So everything you say,
me?
They're just heckling,
me? Okay, gotcha. I'll make sure of that. So, Steve Dillon, sir, you shall be missed.
Man, you call
was,
me.
A question. Maybe you guys know. Was he working on anything before he passed?
I don't think
Steve
so.
Dillon? I'm not too sure.
I don't think so.
No?
I think he was raking in all the
all that Preacher cash.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure, like Michael Turner, he's going to have 5,000 variant covers.
Yeah. He's probably got a vault of drawings.
They're out of nowhere.
They're going to find a sketchbook of his that he just doodled on. They're going to find an Olive Garden napkin that he drew on when he, just
last week. That Michael Turner is really cranking him out now that he's dead.
He's probably got more work coming out now than he did when he was alive.
I love that. Ghost variants.
Can we order any of those ghost variants?
Well, there we go. We could. Anyway, listen, here's the thing. A couple more subjects to get to. This will be the last of the TV subjects. Flash was tonight. Brand new Flash.
Woo!
Monday was Supergirl.
Mirror Master
was on tonight. Supergirl was on Monday night. We saw Miss Martian Hunter. And then, of course, Sunday.
Okay,
and what will all
Miss
be talking
Martian,
about?
Martian Manhunter.
Miss Martian.
Martian Manhunter. Sorry.
Miss Martian Hunter.
She's...
I know. I just called her Miss Martian Manhunter. Anyway, Sunday.
After we said
the big premiere. Was season 7 of The Walking Dead.
Season 7.
I got to remember it's being shot in Georgia, so I got to get my accent.
Your peaches.
That's right. Season 7 premiere of The Walking Dead this past Sunday. Did
With
everybody
vegan,
at
I mean
this
vegan.
Table get to see it?
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody's
I did as
seen
well.
It by now.
Yeah.
Because people have been posting it frame by frame on Facebook.
I know, right?
Non-stop.
Well, somebody made their profile picture.
My favorite meme is the Popeyes meme.
Yeah, Carl.
Carl.
Well, what's listen. Glenn's favorite restaurant? Popeyes, Carl.
Too soon, Dad. Too soon.
Popeyes, Carl.
We only have a few minutes, so I just want to get to this really quick. Go round table. Give us your thoughts. Let's start with you, Alika. Your thoughts on season 7 premiere?
I'm excited for the flamboyant characters that we're going to meet.
Okay.
And the gore is no longer shocking, so it's like, although, are we going to be spoiling here? Should we spoil? Or,
yes, you know, spoil away.
It's weird, because there was such, like, everybody.
Here's where Swan's going to put spoilers.
I forget what it was. Cool. There was a season premiere last season, and everybody was like, we're so not going to be on the internet spoiling this. Like, Batman v Superman, or everybody was so together, and nobody spoiled it for a week. Walking Dead season 7 premiere was like
as soon as the premiere was done,
one
bam,
minute
bam. Yeah. Online.
The new memes you had the
people
picture of
memes
the
are good.
That picture
pictures.
Of Glenn and
yeah.
And then Sloth
Daryl's
from Goonies.
Daryl's getting a lot of hate.
The Sloth from Goonies, and they're like, Glenn was like, I will find you.
So you were you
it
impressed
brutal,
with it?
Though.
You liked it?
Yeah, I mean, brutality at its finest. I don't like when Walking Dead days a whole episode in one scene, but I think they had to do that to establish what's going to happen next with Negan. So
I'm guessing so. Swan, what about you?
I enjoyed it very much. Format sent me a slew of memes in the comments. Like, I loved his I am vegan, and it's Negan with the giant celery. And then it shows Abraham and Glenn together, mm-hmm. and they're just holding, and they're like, nah, then, now splattered to the ground together.
Format, you had some very strong reactions to it. I was watching it, you shed some tears, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, man. Like, legit. I don't know. There's just something about, like, I didn't go out of my way to watch the show, but when it was on, I didn't.
You've always made it a point to say that on the
right,
show,
so
like you were.
I watched the show without watching the show, if that makes any sense. But I mean, like, some people may scoff at it and they make fun of it, but I mean, this is like you let these characters into your life for 6 years, 6+ years,
and Glenn was one of those that they meant for you to get attached to,
and. Like, you knew it was coming.
Right.
But when it happened, it was like, wow, that was really. Like, you knew it was coming, but to actually see it happen, that was something completely different. So, yeah.
Are you looking forward to the. Forward to the next episodes?
I am. Like, it wasn't until last night or, you know, this season premiere that I was actually interested in watching the show.
Interesting. Was Negan probably the driving force behind that?
Maybe a little bit. Like, I'm a big fan of Jeffrey Dean Morgan. So seeing him.
So awesome as a comedian.
Isn't he?
Mm-hmm. In The Watchmen.
And then underrated, just seeing him. Like, I've seen him in a bunch of stuff, like, you know, like Supernatural and.
Of course.
And
it's crazy
Anatomy,
how that dude's been in a ton of stuff, but it doesn't seem to really get fanfare.
No, he doesn't.
Not really. I thought he was amazing as a comedian like that. Like,
oh, no, he was.
I was so.
But how often do you see people talk about it? That's my point. But, he's in so much stuff, and nobody really gives him any fanfare.
I mean, him and that love affair with Izzy and Grey's Anatomy was insane. Anyway.
He was on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, he was.
He's been on almost every show you watch.
My wife watches it. I don't watch Grey's Anatomy.
He was actually a ghost at one point.
I freaking hate that show. Anyway.
He was the dad in Weeds. He was the dad in Supernatural.
He was Bruce Wayne's dad.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Thomas Wayne.
He was Thomas Wayne.
Flashpoint Batman.
And everything. Maggie was was Bruce's mom.
Yeah. And that's why he killed Glenn.
That's why he killed Glenn. That's right.
You don't rub another man's rhubarb.
So Gannon,
that really does give a whole new level to that scene now.
Gannon, what about you, sir? What'd you think?
Yeah, Red Dawn.
Yeah, Red Dawn.
Red Dawn.
That disembodied voice is Bruce, by the way.
That was sir. There you go. What'd you think? What'd you think, Gannon?
About what?
Season 7 premiere.
About Batman v Superman?
No, season 7 of Walking Dead premiere.
You know, it's weird. It's a very telegraph thing if you read the books. So it's kind of strange. Like, everybody's having such a visceral reaction to it.
Sure.
But for me, I already lived through it from the book.
Sure.
So it's
not that bad.
It's not portrayed. It's not carried out the exact same way in the book. It feels like it's a random act, whereas in the book it's like a targeted
deliberate
act.
Right.
And Glenn is the only one in the book.
Right.
But yeah, I felt like I was heartless because I was just like, everybody's having such a strong emotional reaction.
There's
Facebook.
Whatever.
I was outside looking for the riots.
But the reality of it was just like I technically lived through it already and I cried reading the book because he meant just as much in the book as he ever did in the show.
Right.
Which is one of the reasons why that character was portrayed probably just as strong, if not better, than from book the carryover from the book to the show.
Right.
Are you crying? Because I see a tear.
Oh my God! There's something there.
Are you?
He's like just living it over and over again.
There's a little something.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
But what I will say though,
but no, it's not
that. Back to the Jeffrey Dean Morgan conversation. Like he's finally raised the needle for himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Like he's definitely done something that will like anytime you think of Jeffrey Dean Morgan, you're gonna think about him.
And oh yeah.
Doesn't matter how good he is for the rest of the season, he has really set the tone not just for his character but the whole show.
I will have to agree with you on that for sure.
I will say I'm still disappointed that they keep finding moments where it looks like Daryl's gonna die and they don't.
Yes, yeah, I know, right?
I mean,
yeah.
You can't die.
That show will get canceled if Daryl dies.
Are
you insane?
The point I always make. It's
no.
The same point.
Once the
I
show
always
gets
make,
canceled, he'll appear in the comics.
It's
don't
the
worry.
Same point I always make about the show. The more you keep raising the stakes and your marquee marketed characters keep surviving, eventually you have that false sense of security. Like, well, he's never going to die, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And that's bad for storytelling.
I agree.
Well,
it's bad for storytelling.
I don't know how much more time we have, but I just want to say that if we walk it a little bit forward in the comics, where Negan and Rick are right now, Negan is like there. I mean, you can't beat Negan. He's basically the new main bad. I hate to spoil the rest of season 7, but if they're staying pretty true to if they're staying that true to the comics, then he's here to stay.
That's what I will say.
Yeah.
If you're mad at Negan now,
wait till the rest of the show.
Wait until, if it follows the book at all, wait to find out what happens when Rick finally beats Negan. Then you'll be really mad.
Right.
And I'm not going to spoil that, but you're going to be really mad when he finally does find a way to beat Negan.
Well, another thing, those of you that hated Carl back in the day, you guys are going to love him coming up.
Yeah, it's true. Now, here's the thing.
I'm excited for Ezekiel.
I have to tell you something. Because we only got a few minutes left.
That's my favorite.
We don't have time to get into it, but I will say this.
So let's bring it up.
Well, no, I have time to get into it, but I don't have time for everybody to, I don't want to say attack me, but.
Oh, here we go.
The first episode of The Walking Dead was the first time I ever thought that I could walk away from the show.
A lot of people are saying that, and it's total bull.
Let me give you the reasons why. Knowing the book the way I do, I'm not as I've only read a few issues. I know some of the things with Glenn and Negan. I know some of that stuff. My biggest problem with that is that instead of leaving us somewhere not necessarily a good place, but leaving the audience numb to what had happened, I felt that the deaths were so brutal that they were in bad taste.
What?
I did.
Compared to the rest of the show.
No. But what I'm saying is that it's concentrated on. Listen, zombie kills is one thing, but when we're dealing with people, and we're dealing with what Negan did, we get that he's a bad guy. I mean, if you read the comic.
But like, he's not a bad guy.
Like a zombie-infected guy feeding a bunch of guys his zombie-infected leg laughing about it.
Let's bring it full circle. Think about it from Negan's point of view. These people went into one of his compounds.
Stabbed all them in the ear.
And killed all of
sleep.
His people in their sleep.
I completely... No, no, no.
In their sleep.
Guys
weren't that noble either.
I completely agree with you, but what I'm saying
is that... Not to defend
Negan,
but in his case, he's looking at us like, these guys are my guys. He went in and killed them in their sleep.
They weren't even able to defend
themselves.
But what I'm saying is that I think it would have gone farther for a viewer like myself. And like I said, I may be in the minority, but I felt that the deaths were so brutal. And
it needed to be that brutal.
No, and that's fine, but we didn't have to see it.
You
got to
see
the whole
twitching Glenn on the ground.
Yes, you
need
to.
No, we don't. I thought the thing with Glenn's eye popping out was gratuitous and was unnecessary. I thought that was completely
unnecessary.
Definitely
not a reader of the comics, are you?
No.
Films.
When you look at things in panel by panel in a comic, that's one thing, and I get that.
Where's the line with gore? I mean, I thought that was the point of the genre.
No. You're misunderstanding me though. There's a point at which things become in bad.
Let me stop you right there. When you saw Glenn for the first time after he got struck in the head, when you saw what he looked like,
right.
How did you feel about it?
I felt numb to it because of already what happened to Abraham.
But you didn't have as graphic of a visual of Abraham. He just took the shot to the head, and then the next time you saw it,
the next thing
in Glenn's case,
you couldn't tell he was all there. If not,
Glenn's case, it was a different story. And I would say, and I would defend this: it's gore, but it's not unnecessary gore because it's getting an emotional reaction out of you because you're like, oh my god.
Right, but
it's not like,
how callously,
it's horrible, it's gross. It's like, oh my god, he's not coming back.
Negan reacts to it,
but it's actually
a story and a emotional connection.
Abraham has already been beaten to a pulp. Okay,
mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, that was rough. Okay, but when I get to see it happen again to Glenn, knowing that this is a guy that already knew it was going to happen to him. Okay, I knew that was going to happen to him. But even then, I felt like that was just I felt like it was a bit over the line as far as the brutality that was being shown on television. And I felt very, very – not uncomfortable with it, but I felt – I was very put off by it.
That's good.
But it's
good, though.
No, but you see, the one thing that was effective was Negan. Jeffrey Dean Morgan was extremely effective because you hate him within the first 45 minutes of
the
show.
He chews up scenery.
He does. He's fantastic.
Every second he's on screen, I am not
discounting his performance. I am saying is that you left, number one, you gambled with with Glenn in season 6, and you gambled with Glenn faking his death.
Which I still resent.
Okay, which
I still resent. That
was I thought that that was.
I think they were just getting the fans used to it.
Yeah, and that was
they wanted to see how the fans would react.
Yeah, and that
to
was
it.
Wrong. I thought that was completely wrong.
I agree with that.
I think you guys got to calm down. It he rolled underneath the RV. So yeah, all good.
It wasn't even an RV. It was a dumpster.
That's right.
No. Right. On this last episode, his eye didn't pop out.
Oh. He rolled underneath the RV.
He's still so fine. Yeah, he's good. Yeah, he's all right.
He'll be there next episode.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, we'll talk about this more later. We got to get out of here. It's almost, it's about that time for us to wrap up for Akaku and YouTube. We didn't even get a chance to talk about the video games that are coming out and the new Nintendo Switch, which we'll talk about later as well.
Games you're not going to even get to play till next year.
Next year. But listen, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch.
Nintendo, if you want to send me a Nintendo Switch,
that's
I'll play
right, we'll play it. Also, you can follow us on, or no, please visit us for more information about the Maui Comic Con at MauiComicCon.com. Make sure to visit Maui Comics and Collectibles for all your comic book needs. Follow us on Twitter at NerdWatch Nation. Follow us on Instagram at @the_NerdWatch. And join us for the premiere of Doctor Strange, happening November 3rd
Physician
at Maui
Unusual.
Mall Megaplex, happening
Benjamin
November 3rd.
Benjamin Cabbage Patch will be there.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. The Nerd Watch prizes to give away.
Confirmed.
That's right. So listen, for again.
His check cleared.
For Alika, for Format, and for Swan, for filling in for Todd. We certainly do appreciate it. I, of course, am G Money. Big shout out to, of course, the Sage for joining us, and to Kai behind the scenes as well, having some Facebook Live trouble. But that's okay. We'll work out the kinks. Until next week, boys and girls, peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next time, we say to you guys, aloha!
Fushnikin!